Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1463. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another special edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials, definitely check out one of the Q&A episodes from earlier this month. That's where I go into more details about that. But for now, let's hear today's two questions as we optimize your life. So like I said, I actually received two very similar questions via email, and both were sent within a few days of each other. So I thought I would address them both in this episode. The first question was sent to me by Jeff, who writes, "Hi, Dr. Neil. I'm a 60-year-old male with a goal to get into excellent shape for walking, hiking, and backpacking. I have good aerobic fitness and strong legs from these activities and would like to improve my core strength, back, and top half of my body. Can you recommend a simple at-home workout for that? I have a set of light dumbbells and a rowing machine. I don't really want to use more elaborate equipment. The New York Times has the 8, 9, and 12-minute workouts. Are those any good?" Now, the second question came from Renee, who writes, "Lately, I struggle with not getting enough activity. I have a job where I sit all day, and I've been working a lot. And it's really been hot where I live, so walking outside isn't very feasible for me. I do walk in the house when I have time, though." Thank you, Jeff and Renee, for your questions. Now, a while back, I was interviewed on a live radio program, and I mentioned how irritated I was about the fact that the fitness and nutrition industries have been so slow to catch up on the convenience side of things. Food manufacturers, online retailers like Amazon, and even meal delivery services are way ahead of the game. But the health food and fitness industries really haven't caught up. Think about it. Amazon has one-click ordering as an option. As if ordering from Amazon isn't easy enough, they somehow found a way to make it even easier by allowing you to place an order by just clicking a button once instead of, you know, the oh-so-difficult two times we had to do it before. They've just removed a potential barrier. So instead of having you click two buttons like add item to cart and complete purchase, they removed that unnecessary step to have you add that item to your cart and now allow you to purchase the item in a second. So by providing us with this shortcut, it eliminates that let's take a moment to second guess whether buying this product is actually something we really need. Okay. As usual, I digress and I'll stop crying about this. So what does all of this have to do with today's questions? Well, when it comes to our health behaviors, like squeezing exercise into our busy schedules, we need to think like Amazon. We need to make things super convenient and remove as many barriers as we can. Luckily, the fitness industry is catching up. Well-designed at-home fitness programs are becoming more common and affordable. And luckily, many of these in-home exercise programs don't require a single piece of gym equipment. So, what exercises would I recommend specifically? To really make the most efficient use of your time and energy, the focus should be on compound movements instead of isolation-type exercises. What I mean by that is focus on working larger muscle groups like the legs, chest, back, and shoulders. For the legs, for example, perform squats and lunges. Now, Jeff, in your case, I know that you mentioned that your legs are strong, but I would encourage you to maintain that strength and continue performing squats, lunges, and even deadlifts using dumbbells that you own. Now, deadlifts are a complicated move, so be sure to perform them carefully with perfect form. And here's where it can get really fun and creative. When it comes to squats, lunges, and even deadlifts, we forget that there are many variations of each of these moves. Now, depending on where you place your feet and how your toes are pointed, you can perform these moves in different ways and work your leg muscles in all sorts of ways. Renee, I'm going to assume you don't have access to dumbbells, and that's not a problem. If you find using your own body weight is too easy, pick up a soup can or a water bottle and hold them in each hand while you perform these moves. If those feel too light, you could use laundry detergent bottles or milk gallons. Now, I don't recommend doing these while holding anything carbonated. Think about that for a second and you'll understand why. Okay, so we covered the legs. Next, chest, shoulders, and back. For chest and shoulders, think push-ups. Now, before you roll your eyes because everyone keeps recommending you perform push-ups all the time, let me explain. Again, push-ups work the chest, shoulders, and triceps all at once. This is what makes them a compound movement. Plus, like squats and lunges, they can be performed a number of different ways. You can use the wall as a support if they're too difficult to perform on the floor. Or, instead of performing them on your toes in the plank position, perform them on your knees. As you become more advanced, you can vary the angle of push-ups so that you can perform them with your legs up on a chair, which we call decline push-ups. Or switch it up so that your hands are propped on a chair, which would be incline push-ups. You can also vary the width of your hands, so you work the inner, middle, and outer portions of the chest. You'll find that anytime you mess with the angle or width of your hands, it will change how you work your chest, shoulders, and triceps differently. This is what makes push-ups such a great all-in-one exercise. You can also add weight to the push-ups by placing a weight on your back while performing them. All right, so far we've covered the legs and chest. Now, the back is a bit trickier without a pull-up or chin-up bar, but with a little creativity, we can still engage the back muscles. If you happen to have resistance bands or even a big sturdy towel, you can wrap either around something around the house that's bolted in, like a decorative post. You use the resistance band or sturdy towel to pull the upper portion of your body closer to it. Now your feet should be close to the decorative post or whatever you decided to wrap the towel around, and they should stay planted. At the beginning of the move, you're leaning backwards, and then using the muscles in your back, biceps, and forearms, you pull yourself forward towards that object. Now, as far as structured programs go, brief 6, 9, and 12-minute programs that you find from reputable online sources are great. Now, there are lots of different credible versions of those types of workouts online. So once you've tried one program, you can absolutely mix up your routine every so often and try a different one. So there you have it. Some ideas for at-home exercise with no or very little gym equipment. Again, it's good to add variation. And of course, if you want to add cardio to it, you can simply jog in place, use invisible jump rope, use your stairs to climb your stairs up and down. Either way, there are lots and lots of options. And again, you can increase the number of repetitions and sets or add weight by using larger soup cans and heavier water bottles. Oh, and if you buy the right kind of soup, you've got a perfect snack after your workout and some water to rehydrate you. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you again so much for the questions, Jeff and Renee. Listening to, reading, and responding to your questions is my favorite part of the show. So thank you again so much for sending those in. Remember, you can send me a question via email by sending it to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.